Light rain is expected to spread across portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota this weekend while our temperatures stay warmer than usual. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A raging storm in the central U.S. plains is very impressive this afternoon. We have seen upwards to 28 inches occur in east central Colorado, a broad area of snow accumulations running from 8 to around 17 inches. Has been reported, a number of other locations getting up close to 20 inches. This event is also occurring while significant rain is falling to the east. We've seen 1 to 3 inches occur across portions of Kansas and Oklahoma today, and there's been over 6 inches of rain in parts of north central Texas. This is the same storm that's going to spread into our region as we get into the night tonight and tomorrow. However, it's going to run into a brick wall, so to speak. A lot of the energy on this storm system will be lost before it reaches our area. And so the good news for us is that we'll end up with a couple tenths of an inch to maybe 7/10 of an inch of moisture. And there will be some areas in central and northeastern North Dakota that may be completely missed by this event. The precipitation will begin in South Dakota as we go forward through the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. And by dawn, we'll likely see the precipitation spreading through the rest of South Dakota and into Minnesota. And as we go forward through the day tomorrow, we'll have a lot of cloud cover around and some occasional showers occurring. The precipitation is expected to pull off to the east as we get into Sunday, and it won't take long for the precipitation to come to an end. We do expect another weak disturbance passing by to our north on Sunday, and that will likely generate a wind shift to the north across the region, and some colder air will come into the region. But all of the snow and rain that's associated with that storm system will stay north of the border. As we move forward into the first part of next week, we'll still be generally dry across our region, but a new warm front and breezy conditions will occur across the region late on Monday going into Tuesday morning, and that will set the stage for our next weather event, which will be a frontal system cutting through the region Tuesday going into Wednesday, and it will generate a little bit of rain and rain changing to snow briefly. Temperatures will turn quite a bit cooler though behind that system, and we may see some afternoon temperatures stuck below freezing as we go into Wednesday afternoon. That will contrast from 50 degree highs this afternoon, and upper 40 and 50 degree readings expected across the region both tomorrow and on Sunday. We'll see a little bit of a warm up Monday, and then we'll head down on those temperatures. Our nighttime lows will eventually slip maybe into some teens and 20s during midweek next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.